I'm sure as you're able to tell, we have the Advent wreath, the priest, the deacon wearing different colors. We've moved into a new season. This is the first Sunday of Advent. Not only is it changing outside, but it's also changing in the church. Technically, this is the new year for the church. It's the start of the liturgical calendar for the next year, Advent. When I was going over the readings, the prayers, obviously the emphasis is on preparation. The church gives us these 4 weeks to prepare for Christmas. But another thing that really stuck out to me in all these readings and prayers was the idea of trying to prepare a house or some sort of home. We hear in the opening prayer, it talked about us getting ready for this kingdom that we're going to. The responsorial psalm said, "Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord." In the gospel, it talked about Noah preparing his ark for the flood, didn't know when it was going to come. Also in the gospel, it talked about if the master of the house knew when his home would be broken into, he would have been prepared. So this idea of preparation is incredibly prevalent, especially in this Advent season. But I think the idea of preparing a house is actually a very good analogy for Advent. We just got done with Thanksgiving, and we're preparing for Christmas. We're in the middle of this holiday season. And whenever we come to this time of the year, I always really grow in appreciation for my mom. She does a lot. She's hosted basically every holiday for as long as I can remember. She cooks all of them. She does an incredible job. She's a very good cook. And I always really grow in appreciation for her. But at the same time, she likes to be prepared. She doesn't like surprises on the most part. On Thursday, if I would have just shown up with 10 of my closest friends, she probably wouldn't have liked that. It would have been a surprise to her. She would have been able to feed us. She would have accommodated us. But she would have wanted to know that this was coming. If she knew that it was coming, she would have been able to prepare in a proper way. She wants to know how many people are coming, and she also wants to know who is coming. Now, if someone more important is coming, obviously we want to clean up the house a little bit more. We want to prepare just a little bit better. So imagine if, you know, instead of just 10 random friends, I bring Monsignor Schumacher, or step it up a notch, maybe I bring Bishop Kagan. Or maybe I bring, like, the mayor or the governor. Or, you know, we bring a cardinal or the president, right? We can keep stepping it up. Kind of the more important the person is, the more prepared you want to be. So hopefully you can see where I'm coming with this. The idea of preparing this house is the understanding that Jesus is coming at Christmas time. Whether or not we're ready, he is coming. Whether or not my mom is ready, I'm coming with this big, important guest. She can be more or less prepared for this coming. So I'm incredibly grateful that the church gives us this time of Advent in order to prepare for it. And if you're like me and you think, okay, you know, Advent, we go through this every year. You know, Christmas, we go through this every year. Doesn't seem like that big idea. It's important for us to have the correct mentality. Christmas is not a birthday, you know, in which we just celebrate for Jesus. This isn't his, you know, 2000th birthday. Because when we get into that mentality, we just, you know, think, we did this last year, we did this the year before, I've been doing this a long time. You know, we just kind of get into the habit. But it's more so his birth. Jesus is going to be born. The Son of God is going to be born. What the church does is it doesn't just, like, celebrate these as birthdays. They celebrate them as real events. Jesus, the Son of God, is coming into the world at Christmas time. We don't want to look at this as celebrating, you know, a 29th birthday. Because nothing happens when you turn 29. No one remembers it. It's just kind of another thing. But when you see a parent preparing for the birth of their child, they do a lot more. Everyone shows up. They're incredibly gracious, right? They prepare rooms. They have to get ready themselves. It's much different for the birth of a child than when you turn 29. And that's the mentality that we need to have when we get ready for Christmas. The idea that this is a birth, that Jesus is coming, whether we like it or not. And the more we prepare for it, the better we are able to receive it. The more we prepare for it, the better we are to receive it. So, I came with just three concrete things. These aren't revolutionary. The church always encourages us to grow in prayer, fasting, and almsgiving during penitential seasons. And Advent, just like Lent, is a penitential season. We're encouraged to do these at all times, but during these penitential seasons, we're called to be more intentional with them. We're called to be more intentional with prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. So, if you want to prepare your house, if you want to prepare yourselves for Christmas, be more intentional with prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. Prayer. Throughout your day, add 10, 15 minutes to what you are already doing. Hopefully you have this time set aside for prayer. Add 10, 15 more minutes. That's all you have to do. Or one of the best pieces of advice, try to make it to daily Mass. It's kind of hard sometimes. You have to reorganize your schedule. You have to, you know, make things work. But starting off your day with daily Mass is a very, very beautiful way to put Jesus first. Prayer, a great way to pray during Advent is starting it off with daily Mass. Fasting. You know, it's kind of hard in this holiday season to fast. You know, as priests, we have, like, these Christmas goodies all over the place. So it's very intentional for you to be able to look at something and say, no, not right now. I don't want to eat that. And I've noticed in my own life that when I'm able to control this fasting, these urges to eat, I'm able to control other things in my life. These are all connected. When I'm able to control the fasting, I'm able to respond better in prayer. It's funny how that works. So throughout Advent, maybe you give up a meal. Maybe you skip lunch. Offer it up to be able to prepare for Christmas better. Almsgiving. This is the season of giving. It's a time in which we are incredibly blessed, and it's very fruitful for us to be able to give of ways in which we have been blessed. So in this Advent season, if we want to prepare our houses for Jesus, who is coming, whether or not we're ready for it, let us grow in prayer, fasting, and almsgiving so that we can prepare ourselves, so that we can receive him evermore.